Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God bless everybody. I'm your host of OPP, Corey Cambridge. And before we get started with this amazing episode, I want to tell you about my other show, Silent Giants. Silent Giants is a podcast that highlights the superstars behind the scenes of popular culture. Ever wondered who made the MTV logo? Did you know the person who wrote Earth, Wind & Fire's hit song September also wrote the theme song for the hit 90s TV show Friends? On Silent Giants, we learn more about these amazing people and dig deep to learn more about their most famous works. Be sure to check out Silent Giants on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Now, let me introduce you to our special guest of OPP.
I'm Kate Walsh.
And I'm Michelle Santucci.
And we are your draft queens
on OPP.
God bless everybody and welcome back to another episode of OPP, Other People's Podcast, is America's number one podcast discovery platform that highlights your favorite podcasters and the dope shows they created. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. My special guests this episode are my dear friends, Michelle Santucci and Kate Walsh, hosts of the amazing podcast, Draft Queens. On Draft Queens, Kate and Michelle tackle fantasy football, the biggest sports headlines of the week, talk upcoming matchups, and make sense of all things going on in the wild world of sports. In this interview, I get to sit down with the Draft Queens and talk about all things sports. We get to learn more about them as individuals. Kate and I break down our collegiate sports rivalry between our alma mater, University of Richmond, and my VCU Rams. Michelle and I get to go back and forth about the current state of college athletics and if student athletes should be paid. We get their podcasters picks. And of course, we chat about their dope show, Draft Queens. So, on to my interview with Michelle and Kate. Yo, what up, yo? How you doing, Draft Queens?
Woo, the Draft Queens. So much better now.
Ooh, wait, that sounds fun. No one's ever like actually like straight up called us that.
That's true.
Oh, word?
I think that this is like the first time we've been addressed as the Draft Queens.
I kind of love it.
That's yo, really cool. It's hella fly.
It feels right.
I dig it.
We usually call ourselves the Draft Queens. It's way better when someone else calls you the Draft Queens.
Well,
yeah.
Well, now that you have the Draft Queens in the building, let me call you by your names. What's up, Kate? What's up, Michelle? How you doing?
How's it going, Corey?
Yo, everything's amazing. First of all, thank y'all so much for just rocking with me today. It's been a crazy day. It's been a very stressful day, but y'all have been very cool. And I really appreciate it.
We try.
We have this.
You're cool.
You don't try. You do.
We do.
You guys are doing. So wait, hold on. So I noticed today that you sent me an email because you shouted out my area code 804.
Yes, 804. Richmond. You're from Richmond?
I'm born and raised in Richmond. You went to U of R?
I went to U of R. I am a spider.
You're a spider.
Go spiders. Every caught time up in the web. Mood to change.
Oh, no. Caught up in the web.
Caught up in the web.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Boy. Quote that.
There are people at Richmond right now rolling.
Caught up in the web. Okay. All right. So, Michelle, I'm going to fill you in. I went to VCU.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to VCU.
Oh. Is that an are you excited about that? I don't know if this is this like a rivalry thing or no? I'm going to let Corey tell us.
Oh, okay. Very similar to Duke and UNC.
Ah, okay.
You have kids from in-state, like the cool school in-state in North Carolina will be UNC. But then right up the road, I'm talking 15 minutes, you have Duke.
Okay.
Now, Duke is the private school.
Right.
More expensive, probably like $50,000, $60,000 a year. And a lot of kids from inside of North Carolina don't go there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So if you're from North Carolina, you're going to go kick it at UNC just to kick it because it's a place to go chill.
Okay.
But you're not just going to run through Duke.
This makes sense.
Go hang.
This makes sense.
And that's kind of the rivalry that exists between VCU and U of R. Kate, can you?
I can attest to this.
Okay.
I can attest to this, yeah.
How was your experience at U of R?
It was wonderful. I think that rings really true, that analogy, to be honest with you. We would go downtown in Richmond. Like, that was where the cool everything happened.
Where did you go? Because I also feel like I didn't see a lot of U of R folks in Richmond. So, I didn't know where y'all were hanging at.
I think like with senior spiders. Year when you're trying. Yeah.
Y'all were caught in the web.
I mean, you were definitely caught in the web.
So caught in the web.
The fact that you shouted out being a spider is just very strange.
You have to just like, but you know what? You have to own it if you're the spiders. Like, it is what it is. It's embarrassing.
I mean,
but
I was
people are scared of spiders. Great mascot.
Oh, okay. Yes. From that standpoint.
I was a red fox. Aren't they scary?
Oh my gosh. Where are you now?
No, they're cute and freaking fox? Funny.
You know. What university is that?
Marist in upstate New York. Shouts out to Poughkeepsie.
The red fox,
horrifying, right?
Whoa, first of all, like the comedian Red Fox.
If you could have seen like our mascot at the shows, like he was a stuffed animal. Well, it was cute and fluffy.
Were sports even a thing there?
Barely.
Yeah,
barely.
See, VCU though had an excellent basketball program when I was
just
there.
Basketball.
Yeah,
we had no football team.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, no football team, but just basketball, well, which was tight though.
Basketball program was great. I loved going to our basketball games. That was my favorite thing to do. At least when I would go down to VCU, or you guys would come. You guys had like a stadium downtown, right?
See, that's what U of R people say. You guys had like a really big stadium, like right in the center of downtown, right?
We used to have one my freshman year. We had like
you were
like
so
a
U of R.
Stadium.
That was a U of R line
oh,
right there.
Oh God. Okay.
That was so U of R.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Are y'all always sports fans?
Always.
When did you first fall in love with sports, Michelle?
Oh my God. I don't even know. I have like memories of like my parents playing like bar league softball and all like being at those games. And I mean, I don't really remember this, but my mom always tells me about it and it's a great story about me. So, you know, but I would go to those and like be the kid that would like pick up the bat and be able to hit it or pick up the ball and know how to throw it without anyone like really teaching me how to do it.
You're a prodigy.
I'm a prodigy, basically.
Like LeBron.
I am a prodigy, basically. So, you know, when you're naturally talented, then you just love sports.
All right. What are your football teams?
Tennessee Titans.
New England Patriots.
Okay.
I know. See, everyone.
Come on. I know.
Guys.
Who's your football team?
Worse than the Patriots, actually. We're racist and we're sorry.
Oh, no.
You know what team it is.
Who?
Washington Redskins.
Oh,
I knew it.
It's
shameful.
And we're sorry.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be racist, is just bad. It hurts.
True.
I went into a sports bar. Actually, no, it was a bar in my neighborhood and I had on a Redskins hoodie. And the woman who was serving me, the bartender, she goes, "Your shirt really offends me."
Oh, wow.
And she pulls out like her Native American card and everything. And I was like, I took it off in the bar.
You're like, "I'm sorry."
I was like, "Yo, my bad." Like, I've not worn any Washington gear since that moment.
I mean, they should just fundamentally change that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, first of all, the last game we played, we beat the Dolphins this past week.
Everybody beats the Dolphins, Corey.
So everyone beats us. And the optics of the New England Patriots beating the Washington Redskins, and like the optics of that was just like, oh no.
Come on. Yeah. come on.
Come on.
Seriously.
But why Patriots? Why?
I married a Patriot fan. And here's the thing. My family grew up a big, big baseball family. So I'm like Yankee fan till I die forever. Football just wasn't a big thing in our family. So I didn't grow up with a team. I didn't care if it was the Jets or the Giants. Yeah. I totally hopped on the Cowboys bandwagon because they always won when I was a kid, but I didn't have a team.
Yeah.
So then,
I'm with you there.
Then I met my now husband and he's a big Patriots fan. So like, you know what team I really care about?
I mean,
my fantasy football team.
I mean, yes.
That's all I really care about.
I guess so. It's kind of like being, marrying into millions type of thing.
I wish I married into millions. I just married a Patriot fan.
Right, but that's what it's like being sports-wise. Marrying into millions is marrying into a Patriots household.
So everyone is always very confused that I'm like a diehard Yankee fan and a Patriot fan. They're like, "You realize that makes no sense." I'm like, "No, I get it, but also I'm a prodigy and I really like teams that win."
Yeah, it does feel like supporting the evil empire a little bit, though.
Well, but that's what people say about the Yankees, too. So that's like where I sit. I just, it's across the board.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Kraft has made me like them a little more. Like him chilling with Meek. That Meek Robert Kraft.
That was amazing. That was truly
the brain
amazing.
Trust of Kraft, Carter, and Meek.
He was out there for a while too. Right. Yeah. Like Kraft dancing on stage. I was like,
living his best life. He's kind of made me kind of realize also too, unfortunately, he had that scandal that took place.
True.
But it also let me know, man, you're human.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's like a human. I think the Patriots have this image of being so perfect.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know? But hey, you know, it was like, you know what, man? I get it, but you're human.
Right.
And then I appreciate that. Tom comes across too perfect.
Tom is perfect.
Tom is perfect, man.
Tom just is spoken perfect. Like a true Patriots
he
fan.
He is, though.
I'll tell
I
you
mean,
what.
Come on.
Oh, man. He,
I mean, listen.
They're 6-0. Like, they counted them out. They counted him out. Like,
is this the last year, though?
I don't know.
No,
I don't think he knows
year.
How to stop.
It's
I don't
never
think he knows how
year.
To stop.
I can't wait till it's the last year.
I don't think he knows how to do it. He's going
to
keep going.
It can't happen. Tom, to me, has had the most perfect life story.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what
married
I mean?
Married a supermodel, like, has beautiful kids, has won however many Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, he's like the, like, there's archetypes, like, I think Jay-Z has, like, the ultimate black man story. You know what I mean? Like, come from the projects and you just emerge.
Right, right,
and you
right.
get Beyonce.
Right.
And you become,
Beyonce.
You become a billionaire.
And then you
right?
almost lose Beyonce, but then you get her.
But then you get her back. But then you get her back. You know what I mean? And then Tom's has had this, like, amazing, like, white guy trajectory where he has just been from California, from an amazing state. You go to Michigan. You weren't
the
really
the Golden State, the Golden Boy.
Yeah, the Golden Boy, you weren't really a star, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
In college, you were a Michigan quarterback. Like,
right.
That's like being a Dallas Cowboy quarterback.
Right, right, right.
For college sports. And then you go over to Boston, you know what I mean? And you go over to become a Patriots quarterback. And then because of an injury, you step in and you lead the Patriots to glory.
For however long.
It's true. And the rest is history.
Plus. And my name is Tom Brady.
And my name is Tom Brady.
That is the most
say,
true
but
statement of all. At least Tom fucking Brady.
At least he's not doing like the Brett Favre thing.
How's
the
that?
Like, I'm going to retire. No, I'm going to play. I'm going to retire. No, I'm going to play. It's like he's in it. He's just going to keep playing.
Is he the greatest of all time?
Yeah.
See, I disagree.
Who is?
The greatest quarterback I've ever seen is Peyton Manning. Now, listen, the reason why that I don't consider him to be Tom Brady to be the greatest of all time is because to me, Tom has had the most coddled, perfect situation for him of all time.
Yeah.
You have the best owner.
True.
In sports. You had the same coach.
Also true.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, imagine, remember that year in 2011 when Tom got hurt?
Yep.
Against Cincinnati Bengals in the first game of
the
season?
Yeah, that was horrible. I can't I think about watching that. Oh, it was so painful.
It was painful. It was horrible, but you still went 11-5.
True.
And you went 11-5 and you had Matt Castle, who hadn't started a game since high school.
That's right.
And you go 11-5.
I forgot about that.
Take someone like Peyton Manning, when he gets hurt, doesn't win a game.
It's over.
It. And they get Andrew Luck the next year.
Right, that's true.
And then he goes to Denver.
Yep. Oh my God, that's right. And then he started doing nationwide commercials.
Yeah.
True
facts. DraftKings, I want to get your opinion on this topic in sports that's kind of taking over the landscape of sports. The NCAA and players being allowed to be paid. How do you guys feel about this?
Oh, I've had this argument a few times, and I just... It's a real double-edged sword. Like, and I've had it like explained to me a few times too, because I didn't really understand sort of how much profit some of these colleges were making off the name and likeness of these players.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my head, originally I was very much like, okay, well, these guys are getting a free ride to college, and most of these colleges are very expensive schools.
You are.
You know, like, you know, expensive, expensive schools.
Notice my quiet.
Like, but a free ride to college is that's a big deal. Now, like, do I understand the fact that these schools are making tenfold off of some of these players? Yes. Do I think that's fair? Yes and no. I think for me, it's like a case-by-case scenario. Like, who is it? How much money are we talking? Also, what's that person doing off the court? Like, this is the thing that also kind of gets me a little riled up. Is like, you get a free ride, you're a big basketball star or whatever, but you don't go to class, you don't do any of that kind of stuff. Like, you know, you're being afforded this money to go to the school and this right to go to this school. And yes, you're playing basketball and that's a big piece of it. But also, are you going to school? Because that's kind of part of it too. So to me, I think it's very case by case. Like, who is the player? How much money are we talking? What is their kind of like off the court, you know, sort of stance at the school as well?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a little case by case for me, I think.
Well, do they have a... any sort of like a NCAA salary cap for any of this stuff, or like how much money they're actually making? Like, how does that work?
No. So from my understanding, that The NCAA doesn't have to. It's not a battle with the new legislation that's being passed through Congress and passed through California. It's not a matter of what the NCAA will pay, but it's the right for the player to make money, in general,
right. And so, they don't right now,
right?
Correct.
Which I think is, I think there's a, and I think it speaks to just like where we are maybe on a as a country, as it's more of a where we are as a country issue. Yeah. And I think this is a reflection of that, the different takes that people have on it. Because I think if you look at historically, they're making a lot of money off the backs of free labor.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So on the issue of like, what is, if someone told me is, for example, we're in this co-working space right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm using this co-working space. Corey, if you advertise and advertise us on your podcast, we give you free space. Yeah, but it's not actually costing you actual money to have me here,
right?
Sure,
right. So, how much money the athletic programs are making? You're not actually giving me cash money to go pay my tuition per se.
Right, that's true.
You know? You can just plot me in a class,
but you are taking cash money from my name and using it.
Yeah,
It's
a tough question. It's a tough question for sure, and also because some of these kids, I would assume, with getting a free ride, I mean, they're going to school for free. So it's kind of like, what's the quid pro quo? Is there a quid pro quo? I don't know. Should they be making money because they're working? Like, a lot of people just think like these kids are...
It's work.
They're working.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, it is.
I think what I was getting at is the off-court part of it. And it's tough, right? Because you get that free ride. It doesn't mean you're going to the NBA and you're ever going to make money from this, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean that. So if you are at the top of your game in college and they are making money off of you, should you at least get to see some of that money? Because what's your odds that you're going to go to the NBA and that's going to be your job forever?
DraftKings, we'll take a quick break. When we get back, bring it to your show. DraftKings.
Do it.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey.
So tell me about the origins of DraftKings.
This is your little brainchild.
I'll take that one. So in a former life, I've worked in documentary film and long form content for a long time. I've been a producer for a decade and I've worked in the space for a long time. So there's a lot of ideas rattling around in the brain. But in terms of the shows you actually start, there's just so few. So I feel like I've been especially picky about, at some point, if I were to host a show, what would that show be? And there's a bunch of things we're into. I mean, we both work in the music business, but we're both big sports fans. So at the end of the day, it just sort of came down to, what do I feel like we could speak authoritatively to? And what's a passion? Like, what's a real passion that we don't work day in and day out? So while music is a passion, like, you can only do so much talking about music when you work in the industry, right?
Right.
So I think the idea of DraftKings, to bring it full circle, is we've tossed around a lot of ideas of things to work on with or without us as hosts. And just one day, like, it was feeling particularly inspired. This wasn't an idea that transpired over a long period of time.
This was over, like, I think I was actually, like, on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And now through the course of our friendship, you've had a lot of podcast ideas and none of them you've actually like moved on.
Yeah.
And I'm always the one being like, what about that? Kate, why aren't you doing this? This is a great idea. And then this one, she was, you know, I think I was on vacation. Yeah. You were texting me about it.
You're a captive audience.
And I was very much like yesing her. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. I was thinking this is going to go down that Kate route of like, great. It is a great idea, but she's not going to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. Great idea. I was like, it's great.
Yeah.
I came back from vacation. This girl had artwork. She had our feed set up. She had a document. And I was like, oh, you're in on this one.
Well, it's a feeling, right?
Right.
It's a feeling when you have an idea that there are lots of ideas that feel really good, but when you have one that you can execute on tomorrow, you're with like one of my best friends, like every single week and we're doing this for a couple hours every week, that's the kind of ones you should do. The ones you can wake up and just like feel empowered to work on every day.
Well, and it really was a no brainer. Like as you were saying it to me, I was like, yeah, this makes sense. Catchy name. Totally get it. You and I talk about sports and go watch sports all the time anyway. So it's not like that much of a brain buster for us. But as we were scrolling through a lot of the other sports podcasts out there, you know, 96% of them are like male fronted.
Yep.
So, you know, it was just, again, it was like, there's a gap here. There's a clear gap here.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of those sports podcasts. They have a very different tone than I think we are going after. And honestly, in my listenership to some of these other ones, I stopped listening because they just drive me crazy because of the tonality of them.
Exactly.
So like our kind of chemistry that we already had, the fact that like, guess what? It's not all scripted. We don't know everything. We're looking up shit as we're figuring it out and talking through it. Like that's how most normal conversations happen.
Yeah.
So there just was this gap and it made sense. And women should talk more about sports. Like it's not just a man thing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I find myself talking with my male friends more often about sports.
Right.
But that's just not the playing field that we're dealing with too. There are so many women out there who love fantasy, who love all sorts of sports, who are diehard Yankees fans because they grew up in Tri-State and the Yankees were amazing in the thousands or the Nets or whoever. And like have the seed for loving sports, but sometimes it's hard to talk to other women, and I'm generalizing, but other women about sports because a lot of women don't give a shit. It's just more male-dominated. So to Michelle's point, there was just like a gaping gap in the market too. And yeah, I remember the day we were scrolling through Spotify and Apple podcast feeds and looking at the top 50s and there was one female host in the top 50 on both platforms. And we were like, oh my God, like this is it. We have to fill that gap.
It appeals to multiple types of people. Like it definitely, I like to think that, I mean, and I've had this feedback already, like a lot of our male friends listen to it because it's a different way of listening about sports. It's not like, we're not like deep in the numbers. I'm not talking about betting lines. Like we're just giving the information in a little bit of color. I actually even had one of my close, like a good friend who her husband is a huge sports fan and she like cares but doesn't care. And she listened to the podcast and she's like, oh, well now I can talk to him and I have like at least some other things that I can connect with. Like I'm not deep in the weeds on it, but now you have a little bit of info on it. It's fun.
Now I'm sure the listener probably has an idea of obviously what Draft Queens is about, but can you give me a elevator pitch to the listener of what to expect on Draft Queens in an episode?
We are just two gals trying to make sports more awesome for everybody.
There we go.
I think that's the perfect elevator pitch. It really is. Like, it's a general conversation about sports. We're going to give you the top line. We'll give you some of our input and our thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we're just funny.
That you are. But you know what? You know what I like, too, about the show?
Please tell us.
I find it. So let's say in life, people hang out with people or do business with people that are very similar to them. Now, I find, let's say, for instance, you come from, you know, the other side of the tracks and someone that you're meeting with. Let's say you're in a job interview, right? The person may not come from where you come from. Or probably more than likely they don't come from where you come from. Or may come from a different culture.
Yeah.
Sports is one of those things that has the ability to unite us,
right?
So I think that for people who are, let's say you're not a true diehard sports fan, the fact that you can listen to something, get a digestible news, but it also allows you in your daily life to connect with other people via conversation.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's really what it's about. Like there's so much in the sports world. I mean, there's so much going on in everything in the world, but if you can just grab a few useful tips or names or thoughts from, you know, listening to the show. And then, like you said, you take that out into the real world and now that just sparks additional conversation, maybe with someone that you wouldn't have had a conversation with before.
It's a good way to put it, Corey, I think, because I also sometimes think about like water cooler talk. What do you talk? Exactly. What do you talk to that person
sports
about?
Sports is always a water cooler
sports
talk,
is
right?
Always the best.
That's the water cooler talk. So perfect way to connect with those people that you're talking about. Anybody.
Yeah.
And it's way safer than politics.
Way safer. Way safer. Like,
you can actually make friends. You hate LeBron, but I still love you.
Exactly.
there's still so much love here. also, too, I wanted to ask, from you guys being behind the scenes in the world of the music industry, what has your experience been like stepping in front and being vocal talent and being frontal talent. How's that transition been for you?
Oh man, I realize how much I love to talk. I think everyone would tell you that I love to talk, but like, I don't know, it just comes like naturally, especially about stuff that we're passionate and excited about. So it's been an easy transition, if you will. I like it. It's fun for me.
I think the bigger transition will probably come when we're not in a room with like two close friends, you know, like when we're, if there are live shows coming up, when there's talent in the room,
yeah.
Which we have a ton of talent booked for the next month or two going into the end of 2009. We have some ex-NFL players coming on the show. We've got a few sportscasters coming on the show. So I think that's maybe when it'll feel a little different.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a conversation between friends. And sure, is it weird as a producer to hear my own voice on my headphones when I'm editing? Yeah, it's a little odd to be on the other side. But I think where it may be a little bit different is when we start bringing other people into the fold,
totally.
Because it's just the beginning, really.
With my background in music, mm-hmm. When I write a song, I want people to walk away with a particular message or a particular mm-hmm. feeling. And I kind of carry that same thing with me in the world of podcasting. Like through mm-hmm. my podcast, I want you to walk away with something. What do you want the audience to walk away with from Draft Queens?
We touched on a little bit,
yeah.
But having not just women, to be clear, it's
absolutely,
not just
yeah
women.
This is not geared for just women, no,
and it does not feel like a show
right
like for the women, right. It feels like
exactly.
a great show.
There was a very deliberate conversation that we had about that, because that you didn't want it to be like a women know nothing about sports so you should listen to this podcast, mm-hmm. like no not the case
all.
Like it is a conversation about sports,
and in fact, to your question about what do we want people to walk away with? I think we want people to walk away with the opposite feeling. Like, it's not a show like, here you go, women, you don't know anything about sports. It's like, you're part of this community. Sports is a community, yep. and everyone should feel involved, and everyone should feel like they have a way they can talk to people who are part of that world.
I mean, it's kind of like you said about what the NBA is doing, but I think it's true across all sports, is like, sports is, it's culturally relevant year-round, everywhere. Right? Like, it's not just the things that we're used to and then the leagues that we watch, like in the US, but like there's European soccer leagues, there'll be Olympics. There's always something culturally relevant happening in the world of sports or athletics or whatever. So I think if I want people to walk away just kind of like knowing what's going on and forming an opinion and, you know, hopefully just bringing that opinion or talking to someone else about it,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah.
Draft Queens, we are at a point in our show called our Podcasters Picks, where I ask today's guests to give me your top three favorite podcasts that you love that we should be listening to, and describe them to the audience.
Awesome.
So I'm going to start with Kate, and then we'll move to Michelle.
Cool.
Kate, what are your top three favorite podcasts, and describe them to me?
So one of my favorite shows, and these women are fantastic podcasters and actually part of the equation in trying to model Draft Queens off of a similar vibe. But I'm a big fan of Chicks in the Office. It's a Barstool podcast. It's two women who, if you're a pop culture fan, it is really fun to hear like young 20 somethings talk about pop culture. And they span everything, you know, whether you're a pop culture fan, sometimes they talk about sports, whether it's like Danny Amendola dating that whoever in
dating,
like South Beach,
dating in that,
that
and not dating South Beach, who knows, but dating everyone,
not dating that
everyone,
was
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. But that, like, that show is fantastic, and they just have like such a great chemistry in the room. It's two women just shooting the shit, and I love that show. I'm a really big fan of Chicks in the Office.
Okay.
What else am I listening to? Are you listening to anything, Michelle? Do you want to go back and forth?
Oh, you want to go back and forth?
Ooh, yeah.
This is good.
Do you have one?
I have one.
Okay.
And we know, I mean, you know, I'm going to shout out my friend Cole Kushner,
yes.
on Dissect.
That's a great
yes.
one.
I was lucky enough to work with him on that show. I just, as a music lover, it's an easy, easy listen, but he's so... For those of you that don't know, you know, Dissect is a show where one album is chosen per season, and then each episode sort of talks song by song in a very like analytical, you know, music analysis type way, which again, right up my alley. But he's just so thoughtful about it, and he has a he has a background in music theory. So it's not just a, let me read the lyrics to you and tell you what this means. It's like very, very specific. And he breaks it down in some really interesting ways. He just dropped the fifth season. So cheers to him, because five seasons is incredible. And then he's going back full circle and doing Kendrick Lamar Damn right now. So like, whether you're a Kendrick fan or not, he makes it very interesting and listenable. You get like a history lesson. You learn about music theory. You learn about the record. Dissect. Great show.
That's a great show.
Great show.
It's brilliant.
And then a third one. Well, I'm going to make this plug and you guys are going to laugh at me because we've talked enough about the Titans, but it's an excellent piece of journalism. It's called Fall of a Titan. And it's the Steve McNair podcast by Sports Illustrated.
Great
podcast.
Your boy. That's your boy. That's your that was your entryway to Titanism.
Yeah, I mean, between Steve McNair and Eddie George, I mean, they are the legends, my heroes, and I mean, I love Eddie George so much. But the story of Steve McNair, and I mean, yeah. I don't think any of us will forget his untimely murder, allegedly. Listen to the podcast, but it's sort of just a retelling. Rather than an investigation, but a retelling and a re-examination of what actually happened, going back, doing a little extra research and talking to a few extra people that maybe we haven't heard their perspective before. But I love that podcast. I think Sports Illustrated did such an excellent job.
And Draft Queens, before we get out of here, why do you podcast? And I'm going to start with Michelle, and then we'll go to Kate.
Why do I podcast?
Why do you podcast?
Because I can't stop talking. Mostly because of Kate, but also because I like really can't stop myself from talking so much. This is just a way for me to channel all of my talking in hopefully somewhat of a, you know, beneficial, fun, exciting way. I do. I just like have a lot to say. So it's fun to find a way to channel that in a meaningful, creative way.
Yeah. And I would say to build on that, mostly because of me, but to build on that, like we said earlier, like to give a voice to people who maybe want to talk about sports or join a community. And it gives us a medium to do it too. It gives us a forum to speak our mind on a couple subjects and, you know, get it off our chest. Maybe we don't know who to talk to. And so we're talking to all of you type thing. So being able to have a voice as Draft Queens.
Yeah.
Yo, Draft Queens, thank y'all so much for coming by OPP today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks,
I'm a genuine, really, really big fan of the show. And I love the structure and the music and everything. And you guys are just awesome. And you guys are amazing hosts. Draft Queens, we out. Pod bless.
Pod bless, Corey.
I love that.
Thank you all so much for checking out another episode of OPP, and to the hosts of Draft Queens, Michelle Santucci and Kate Walsh. Be sure to check out Draft Queens on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. This episode was mixed by Bradley Naiman. Music for this episode was produced by Richie Quake. And are you down with OPP? If so, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating in the Apple app and let me know your favorite podcaster's picks in the review section. Lastly, before we get out of here, be sure to check out my other show, Silent Giants, which highlights the superstars behind the scenes of popular culture. You can find Silent Giants on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. Pod bless y'all. Till next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.